Grace Marufu rose to prominence in the late 90s when the media first got wind of a child born out of wedlock, while Sally, the first wife to the president, was on a deathbed suffering from a kidney ailment. She officially married President Mugabe in 1996 in a Cinderella type of wedding, making her grand entrance to State House. Just after the marriage, media stories on Grace concentrated on her weakness for shopping, and she quickly was nicknamed Gucci Grace by the international media as she strutted from one designer shop to the other on a visit to the West. Back then, she also restricted herself to domestic affairs, running her orphanage and family business, Kushungo Holdings. Fast track to 2014, some say the first lady is literally running Zimbabwe, traversing the breadth and width of the country, campaigning for ZANU-PF all the government officials in tow, taking instructions from her as they follow her everywhere. Kudakwa Shetsiga tells Studio 7 that December 2014 ushered in a new grace for him than the one he has known since the late 1990s.
That's when you saw the visibility of her entering sort of the landscape of the political landscape of Zimbabwe. She has done a lot in terms of political action and also in terms of demonstrating a political power. That way she has been felt within the party structures. Where she hasn't been felt is in terms of visibility national. People are yet to feel her as the mother of the nation.
While some have accused Grace of being a gold digger and marrying Mr. Mugabe for the benefits associated with the office, Tsiga told Studio 7 that Grace had indeed shown care and protection, especially towards Mr. Mugabe, thereby showing her motherly side.
She looks after her husband. She knows her husband is very vulnerable, advanced age, and needs to be looked after. She's come out strongly against the independent media in terms of how they've portrayed the advanced age of her husband.
Tsiga told Studio 7 that Grace's role as a typist should not be used to stereotype a mother of the nation role.
People rise from anywhere. People rise from, you know, from being a teacher to a president, you know. So that's the husband, you know, President Robert Mugabe, whom we have today. I don't think it would be fair to pinpoint her profession as being a typist. She would have been anywhere. She would have been a housewife.
Teacher Ona Moza concurred and told Studio 7 that any woman given a choice would also want to be the country's first lady.
She is a woman and she was approached. She didn't approach the president. She was approached and she did what every woman would have done in the circumstance.
Moza told Studio 7 that Grace Mugabe is a motherly figure, adding her recent rantings have made her unpopular, but says, of course, that is to be expected in politics.
Before she entered the politics, she indeed exuded the mother of the nation because she helped a lot look after her old husband, who happens to be the president of Zimbabwe. He stay at home looking at family business and confining her interests towards the orphanages or charity work.
However, for Yvonne Msarurwa, a 29-year-old Harare resident, said, "My Grace does not portray the image of a mother," adding her public outbursts were embarrassing, even to young people like her.
We as women, we expect a mother to assist all women. In Zimbabwe, politically, let me say politically, we are fighting for 50-50, but she's the one at the top of excluding other women. Like I can say, Mai Mujuru, she's the one who was running the show for Mai Mujuru to be booted out from ZANU-PF. Right now, she's the one who is running ahead, also asking for children to be taken away from school during lessons for her rallies. So I don't think she's good as a mother of the nation.
Msarurwa told Studio 7 that failure by the first lady to ensure that her husband retires reflects she's not a good mother.
She's just contributing to the downfall of her husband. If she were a wife who was there to protect her husband, I think she was going to give him advice like to step down from the president since he's old.
Sickness Chikandiwa, a 33-year-old social analyst, told Studio 7 that Grace has failed to rise beyond party politics, segregating those that do not belong to ZANU-PF. Chikandiwa added that Grace Mugabe is incomparable to the late Sally.
If you are a mother to the nation, you don't choose kids. When you have kids in your house, you don't choose to say, I love this one, I don't like this one. We are all one when we are under a mother. She is just ranting, shouting at everyone, dressing down everyone. Talk to her, take the child, you sit with the child, you talk to her. What you are doing is not good, you must do like this. Not the way she is doing. That's not what a mother should be.
Despite mixed reactions from Zimbabweans, Grace Mugabe is lately enjoying praise names crafted by faithful ZANPF supporters. Some are calling her Queen Mother, Mother of the Nation, Amai, Unifier par excellence, while others, advocating for her to take a bigger role in the country's politics, are urging everyone to follow her through the Munuwese Kuna Amai or Everyone to the Mother of the Nation mantra. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.